be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, rejoice that I'm going to the Father. The Father is greater than I. Now I have told you this before it happens. When it happens, you may believe. No longer speak much with you. The ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. The world must know that I love the Father. I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings kind of counterbalance each other a little bit. Our first reading tells us you're going to go through a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations here on earth. And yet Jesus tells us in the gospel, even though you're going to go through that, I'm going to give you peace. And what a beautiful gift that our Lord gives us. He knows that this earth is going to be difficult because it was very hard for him as well. He knows that we're going to face trials and tribulations. And Jesus is saying, when you're going through those difficult moments, be reminded that he is with you and that he never abandons us for a moment and that he alone can give us the peace that we need. Our culture looks for instant gratification in so many different ways, but the only true peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. So let us remember that, okay? When you're in the shower and you look at your phone and say, "You got to come to Mass, all right?" And you're rutted over here, and you don't even have socks on right now, all right? Life happens. Events happen. So let's just be at peace. So where in your life do you need peace right now? Let's pray on that.